Hello, I am Michael Terrell, here to talk to you today about what I plan on doing with my next photo assignment for Miss Harkin's class here at GTC. We are shooting in advanced portraiture a high fashion fantasy model shoot. What I decided to do was end up shooting a fantasy photo. I'm not sure how many of you out there have played or heard of or seen pictures of the video game, Bioshock. But in the video game Bioshock, there's a certain character that runs around in a dress with a kind of masquerade type mask. It's a bunny mask with long ears, and the character is usually slightly covered in blood, carrying around either a revolver or sometimes they will be carrying other weapons such as a pipe, a wrench, hooks. But I'm probably going to be shooting a, as they call it, the character splicer with the pipe, possibly a revolver if I can, depends on where I'm shooting. I'm going to have to be shooting this assignment with ambient light. I have to shoot with existing light, sunlight, whatever's there. I don't think I can use inside lights if I'm inside, so I won't be able to exactly get what I want, but hey, we're photographers. We deal with what circumstances we need to. So we're going to be hopefully outside at a park, where I can maybe find a wall with graffiti, overgrown, or possibly near a lake with those entrapments. Can't quite think of it. Has columns. Looks really nice. That would work great for the shoot. And the fake blood, so I'm pretty sure I won't be able to bring a revolver out there, but I can try my best. And to make the costume for my splicer, we are going to take a old 70s dress bought from Goodwill, and we're going to end up tailoring it to fit my model, Miss Tiffany Bayona, and after we go ahead and fit it to her, we're going to go ahead and tear up and cut the bottom a little, change the sleeves, change the cut of the neck, go ahead and put a little bit of fake blood on there. Then when we get out for the photo shoot, we're going to add a little bit more just so it's dripping off the dress, and put some on the pipe. And as far as the mask goes, we're going to end up taking plaster Paris. We're going to create the mask out of it by putting the plaster Paris on her face and actually molding it too, and then going ahead and taking sort of flexible foam material and using it to create the bunny ears to put that on top, cover those in plaster Paris afterwards. And that is our mask, our dress. Like I said, we already have the weapon. I have the pipe that I need. If not, hopefully I get to use a revolver, but I actually do have one or two revolvers that I could use. And thankfully we're actually allowed to use a fill flash. As far as the fill flash goes, I'm allowed to use a small amount of flash to either stop motion, make motion look kind of weird, which would actually work beautifully with a shot, or just to add a little bit of fill in the front so that you can see the subject against the background, because if I have the sun going down in the background, because the perfect spot and it's the time of day, then I'm going to have to throw in a little bit of flash just to catch my character. But we'll see how it goes, we'll see how the location ends up being, and hopefully all of the design works out. Alright, everybody have a good day.